Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. We got our good friend Mark Babbitt here. Mark's the co-author of A War Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. People, write that down. That's going to be on the test. Mark, I need a website, please.
WorldGoneSocial.com is for the book, and you can to see an example of our communities, you can go to uturn.com, that's Y-O-U-T-E-R-N, or switchandshift.com, which is our leadership site.
Right. Now tell us again about what you do at U-Turn.
Well, so our job is to help young talent get their first job or internship or
right.
The next one. And it's it's given us some interesting insight on how the world works in our social age. And,
so you wake up in the morning thinking, how can I help young people be successful? So when you have these experiences, like you report in your blog post, when you have these experiences which are just totally unacceptable, you're the guy with the license, with the authority to comment on it.
Well, I would like,
because this is what
so
you do.
Jim,
I mean, you wake up to helping people.
We still get some negative feedback. The blog post you're talking about. It's hard to hear the truth sometimes, and especially, if we were raised by helicopter parents, and now in any form or another, you're told you're not special. People take it personally. So. But here's our job.
What you turn this person away, or these people away that you report about in your blog post, you didn't give them a trophy for showing up. That's what probably ticked some of them off. You mentioned that some of them show up inappropriately dressed.
Well, yes. I mean, you look at a male might walk in and he's got jeans and his turtle T-shirt on.
Right.
For a professional job interview.
Yeah.
This isn't a warehouse job.
That's right.
This is a job supporting one of our communities, and it's not acceptable. Or you might get a female who frankly looks like she's going for a hostess job at a seedy club instead of representing me and my reputation, my company,
the very idea you would take exception to that, Mark. What's wrong with you? That's what kills me. Another thing that I think I wonder if the young folks think about, and that is, not only do you and I encourage them to go online and find out as much as they can about us, but if we know they're coming, we go online and check on them.
Oh, absolutely.
So we know about them. We actually had, way back in the day, when Facebook hadn't been out that long, there was one person who had like 800 friends on Facebook. We didn't interview her. We just didn't feel like she could take care of 800 friends on Facebook and do her job. We just felt like that was going to be a conflict. But as I said, I've had people tell me that I was wrong in thinking that way. But that, I get to do that.
Well, isn't that why we start our own businesses?
Yeah.
Isn't that why we create this environment?
I get to have my standards. If I'm writing a paycheck, I get to have my standards, don't I?
Well, but here's what's interesting: we all have different standards, right? So.
Yeah.
So getting back to what we talked about earlier, if I'm an applicant coming to work for Jim Blasingame and I don't take the time online to learn your standards, to gauge what you're about and what kind of organization you run, I don't stand a chance in the interview.
That's right.
Same with company culture, by the way. Right? If you're going to go to work for Coca-Cola, you're going to be in a much different culture than you are if you go to work for Mark Babbitt or Jim Blasingame.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes that smaller organization click? How will I fit into the bigger organization? You have to have answers to those questions before you ever start getting dressed for the interview.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what do you guys do? You guys help in U-turn? Do you help them with these things? Do you give? Is there coaching? Are there lessons?
We do. We have, and we take full advantage of social media to help us do that. We have a Twitter chat we do every Monday night. We have a LinkedIn group where we provide advice and answer questions. We have 3,500 blog posts on how to get your first job or internship.
Wow.
We take full advantage of the internet and social media to educate our team. So you know, if someone comes to you,
if you're in the business of this, if this is your business, and you provide all this information, and someone still shows up unprepared, there's no hope for them, is there?
It's a very short interview, Jim.
It'd be different if they showed up for Acme Supply House or something, but you guys, this is your business. If they don't show up prepared for that, then I don't know how you ever prepare someone.
Well, you don't. And here's the deal. Typically, we can filter those people out even before we invite them to an interview. Mm-hmm. So, again, the power of social media, right? Are you aware of your surroundings? Are you aware of what's going on in the career?
Can anyone who's interested in getting better go to your website and read these blog posts and get a better idea? Can they do that?
Well, absolutely.
And that's uturn.com, Y-O-U-T-E-R-N?
That's right, Y-O-U-T-E-R-N.com.
All right, so check that out. The book is called A War Gone Social. Hey, Mark, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Anytime, Jim. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.